Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav Amar Beis with the words Amar Rav Huna, the very last line, the very last words. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna now says, Haminar Talisa, Amar Taminar Talisa B'Shabbos Chayav Chata. Someone who shakes out his garment on Shabbos, he shakes it out to clean it out, he's going to be Chayav Chata. So Rashi says, you shake it off to get the dust off, and in doing so, you'll be making your garment cleaner, and therefore that's going to be a tolda of the Malacha Malabin, that is going to be cleaning your clothing. That's the way to do it, is to clean it off. So Tosos just asked, Tosos says that no, it can't be that that Malabin is without any use of water. We know Shriyasa goes and Kibusa generally have to have water. So therefore they're talking about there must have been dew on the person's cloak and the person's garment, and that's why you're going to be Chayav Lafi Tosos, not if you just get it rid of it. However, the Gedon HaShas, Rabbi Akiva Eger as Akasha, he says Rashi himself seems to say this way. Rashi seemed to say that that you need also water to clean it out, because the Gemara in there talking about cleaning out from the inside of his shirt, the Gemara seemed to say that that was mutter. So there's a famous answer from the Bir Alach, I think that's how we go, Lamaisa, is that if you're going to completely clean the garment, then it would be problematic to shake it out. If you're not going to completely clean the garment, that's what Rashi's talking about over there earlier when Rashi says it's mutter, then it's going to be a heter. So that's what we come out either way. So that's what the Gemara is going to give qualifications either way of when you would be chayav the chatas anyway, even with shaking it out. The Gemara says lomar neil b'chadati, it has to be dafka a new garment, and it's important to note though not everyone considers it new. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam that says that even just if you use it a few times, it's still fresh and still looks good. That would be considered new. V'ba'atike leislam, but however, if it's old, you're not going to be chayav for shaking it out. Lomar neil b'uchmi, that's also not going to be the case. Only with regards to black garments, with regards to white or red ones, there's also going to be no objection to shaking them out. And the above is only going to apply when the owner of the garment cares about it. If he generally doesn't care, then it looks like a little bit of dust. That would not be an issue of shaking it out on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ula ikla de Pumbedisa, so now saying a story about this. Ula once came to visit Pumbedisa. Chaz Rabbanan, they're coming out. Segalmai, so that the Rabbanan, the rabbis of the town, are shaking out their clothing. So Amar Kamachal and Rabbanan Shabbosi. So the rabbis are violating Shabbos. What's going on over here? Amar Lu Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah said no. The Futzil Ba'ape Ana Lo Kupinam Midei. So he says it's tamedah to do it. Don't forget about Ula. He says, don't worry about it. Look, I mean, we don't care about the fact that there's going to be dust on it. So when you shake it off, that's not going to be a problem according to us, because we're not makbid. We would usually get out of makbid is that you would wear it out like that normally. So if you're just getting it out normally and you just want it a little bit off, even if you see the fact that you would wear it out, that would be heter. The Mara says, Abaya vekameg dor Rav Yosef. Abaya one time was standing before Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, Amarle. So Rav Yosef said, Abaya, havli kum sai. So give me my cap, give me my head, my thing that I'm wearing on my head. So Abaya saw that there was some dew on it. So this is Raya maybe for Tosfos a little bit, because we see over here there's dew. So the Rashi would say, in this case had dew, but it's not a Raya that only if it has dew on it. Either way, Abaya was scared to like shake it off, so he didn't know what to do. So he thought maybe it was okay, maybe it was not okay. Amalei, so Rav Yosef responded, he said, no, shake it out. We don't care. I don't care about it at all, and therefore it's not an issue. That's why Meister Shai has reminded me of Meister Shai with Rav Nevensel once, that Rav Nevensel holds that when it comes to like the ice creams, even if they have a lot of letters on them, if as long as they're not a Pesik Reisha, it's going to be mutter to open them on Shabbos. So once someone didn't know this Pesach, was we were eating, a lot of times it's chus to eat with Rav Nevensel, so one of my friends was eating near Rav Nevensel, so he asked him, Rav, is it mutter to open this on Shabbos? Rav Nevensel said yes, and he saw the guy was like a little nervous, like he saw all the letters, and Rav Nevensel took the ice cream and opened it. It was very uncharacteristic of Rav Nevensel. It was very interesting. This is like this one over here, that the Abaya was scared, and then Rav Yosef says, don't worry about it, I'll do it. So either way, so that's what happened. Where it says, I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yochanan. Hayotu betalas mekabelas menachas al kseifo b'shabes. Someone goes out to the Rishus if someone goes out from a Rishus HaYachad into Rishus HaRabim with a folded garment on his shoulder. So apparently over here, the way Rashi describes it, the way it seems to be, is that they used to wear talis like we do. They used to, first of all, the derech we know clearly is the Arba Kanfos is what they used to generally wear. That was the number of begadim. So they used to wear it like the way we would normally wear a talis. So Yochanan's Bechadish, that if you wear it folded over like the conservative talises, you wear it in a way that's not the derech, you're Mechayev HaChatzis, because that's not the derech, and therefore it's not going to be considered wearing, rather it's going to be considered carrying. We see over here that if you normally have a way of wearing something, so let's say like maybe if the way that a lot of people wear the davening jackets, the way they wear it like that, if you carried it out like that on Shabbos, l'chora you'd be chayev as well, because that's not the way to wear something, that's just a way that looks a little bit ridiculous also. Where's the Tanan Mehachi? So chayev is ksus hayotzim, someone who has a merchant who sells clothing, so when you're selling them and you're going out into public, so if they're folded over and they're resting on their shoulders on Shabbos, you wear it out like that, you're going to be chayev chatzis the way they do it. This doesn't apply just the merchants. However, so the merchants generally go out this way. That's how they go. So if they do this on Shabbos, even though that's something that may not, they may be custom normally, just since most people don't do that, they're going to be chayav achatos. The Gemara continues. Also, if you have a shopkeeper who goes out with coins tied to his garment, chayav achatos is going to be chayav achatos. Isser de araisa. Aruch HaShulchan just points out, shouldn't it be obvious you're going to be chayav for carrying the coins? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, nechanami, that the main part of the verse is that someone's going to be chayav, even though this is not the derech. Since some people carry it like this, it's not going to be considered kalach hayar. It's a way that people would transfer it from place A to place B in this way, because if you do something totally kalach hayar, you're not going to be chayav for sure on midaray. So let's say if you carry your shoe, I know this happens once when the Erev goes down and you have no other way to get in your house, I'm not giving a head right now, but potentially to like put the key in your shoe, because that's mamash kalach hayar. There's no way you would ever carry it. So that would be kalach hayar. So that would be an only necessary rabban. And here we're saying that the fact that it's somewhat a way of carrying, then it's going to be chayav achat, it's going to be chayav deraisa. So it doesn't apply just to shabkel. It's not speaking of chayav, because that's the way shopkeepers generally go out, so therefore everyone's going to be chayav deraisa. The ritan in the Yotzim is Rosh Chodesh, and also the ritan is the name of people. They used to go, name a place rather, Rashi says, they can go out with their type of things on their shoulders, a type of kerchief that's discussed over here. So we're talking about all people. That's the way the returners go out in this way. Apparently, he was named after his grandfather. Hurkanus, the son of Elazar ben Hurkanus. He once went out with his kerchief on his shoulder on Shabbos. There was a thread wrapped around his finger, even though he couldn't. He wrapped it around his finger to make sure it wouldn't fall off. Shabbat, ever the fnei chachamim amru, v'lo inem akrucha b'dal. You didn't even need to do this. You didn't need to put the thread around it. He was being extra chumra to make sure it didn't fall off. That's the thing. Also, if people don't hold up the ear of the royal talis, it's going to be extra machmir that you got to make sure that it doesn't fall off. So they wrap it around themselves on the top to make sure that they'll like do like a, not a permanent, but like a, they tie it over to make sure the talis won't fall off. So that's a halacha. You don't have to be machmir. You don't have to tie it around. You don't have to be afraid it will fall off. Ukli leve asi be barhini. So he visited the Beis Medrash of Asi barhini. Bo mine. So the Talmidim over there asked him a question. Malos is marzei b'Shabbos. What's going to be the lacha with making this type of gutter on Shabbos? So that's apparently they used to wear a garment in the way that looked like a gutter. Is it going to be mutter or not? Amar lehu. So he said back to them. Hachi amar Rabbi Lai. This is what Rabbi Lai said. Asher las is marzei b'Shabbos. It's forbidden to make this gutter on Shabbos. My marzei. What does it mean by a gutter? Amar marzei kisei bevlai. Referring to kisei bevlai, which Rashi says that it is a folded over garment and it is folded over upwards and you wear it out and it looks like a kiss. It's like a marzeh. Rashi says it looks like this type of kiss that people used to wear. It's like a long robe that people used to fold over, basically. If they fold it over, that's how they used to wear it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ava Yosef coming to Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was once sitting before Rabbi Zerah. Amarlei, hachamai. So what's going to be a lacha with this law? Amarlei, asr. He says, that's going to be asr. Vachimai. So what about if I wear it this way? He kept showing him different ways to wear it. Amarlei, asr. He says, this is also going to be asr. So all the ways that you showed him is going to be asr. Amar Papa, Rapapa says, Nakura kol biyadacha. Take this rule with you. If you have intent to fold it up while you're gathering the garment, it's going to be usher to wear it in that way. Hold this on us again. They used to fold it over to make sure that was the way of finishing it off. Rashi says it's tikkun money to do that. So the Gemara says, "Kol de haras." Anytime you're just simply folding over the garment to make it look better, sorry that it's going to be permitted to go in that manner on Shabbos. Kol kihad Rav Shisha Brei. He used to go, he used to wear his cloak very nicely, and he folded over after he wore it out. So that was what the Gemara says. Once Rabbi went out to a field on Shabbos, he had two sides of his garment were resting on his shoulders. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda was wearing it in a way similar to what we mentioned was Asr, but not completely Asr. He would wear it not like the conservative talis, but some other way that's similar to that. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, did really dictate Gemara Khan? Rabbi Meir was so machmir, it was a potential Israel or Raisa for doing this. So Shilz Rabbi Talis says, Rabbi accepted the word, Rabbi Shua's words, and therefore he undid it, and because he was choshish, maybe like Rashitas or Meir. The Gemara continues, Kiyasa Ravav, and Lomar Yeshubin Zerah. The Gemara says, no, it was a different Baal Mimra over here. It was Rabbi, but it wasn't Rabbi Yeshubin Bezerah. It was rather Eli Yeshubin Kusfa'ai, Ayachasa Shabbat Akiva. It's Yeshubin Kusa'ai, who apparently was a son in law of Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Bezula, Chai Rabbi Akiva. He said Rabbi Kiva wasn't saying Mechayev Chatas. So my Shver holds this is a race that we just did. So he responded, "I'm alone." So Rabbi Kiva responded back. Dictate Rabbi Kiva had cut. Rabbi Kiva was so machmir about the Shulah Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore, Rabbi Shulah's words, he undid his garbage. Said this halacha, rather he just asked about it in learning, and he would say that theoretically there should be mutter. The story never happened. The story never happened. The Rebbe went out like that on Shabbos and unfolded it. He just asked in learning, and he thought it was going to be mutter, and they said no, that either Rebbe Kiva or Rebbe Meir, the story that happened was only in learning, and he said like this. Rebbe said, oh, if that's the case, I'm not going to pass in Lakula. Now they go in our continues. Someone who bathes in the water of a cave or waters of the hot springs of Tveria, so if he dried himself even with 10 towels, you're not allowed to carry them in his hand because we're afraid you're going to come to wring out these towels on Shabbos. So that's the halacha of years. The chiddush is even with 10, like I was going to say, even with 10, we're afraid that you're going to come to do a schita. Schita mitzad libun, schita mitzad mefarik. There's two issues of schita, of why a person is generally chayav for schita. The Gemara says, 10 people can draw themselves one towel for their hands, their feet, and their faces, their hands, and their feet. Why? Because they're going to remind each other. We're going to see that. Osan biyad, and they're allowed to carry it with their hands. We're not afraid they're going to come to ring it out. Rashi says because people are doing it together, they're going to remind each other, and therefore it's not going to come to iser shechita. Continues the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you're allowed to apply oil and massage oil on your body by your hand of alumis almin, you're not allowed to really rub it very hard. Rashi says. Rashi says this also uvdin dechol. So the Rambam writes that this is going to be medication to do that. So then, lechora, there'd be a nafgamina is if people normally do this. If the people normally scrape it out heavily, lefi Rashi, it would, if it's Udin Nechol, it doesn't matter. If people generally do this during the week, that's the whole point. Udin Nechol is a weekday activity, it's going to for sure be Asr. However, lefi the Rambam, if it's something that's generally done, then it would not be an Isr. The law of misgarin, you're not allowed to scrape off the skin, and we're going to discuss this. So the Mishnah continues, in Yordan Lekordima, you're not allowed to go down to Kordima River on Shabbos, and we're going to discuss this, because Rufua Venosin Apik. Chosen. You're not allowed to take this pill to make yourself throw up. Apparently, they thought it was healthy to do that. Ve'imahasvin, or maybe a laxative type of laxative where you throw up instead of come down the other way. Ve'imahasvin, sakat, you're not allowed to straighten the limbs of a cutter. We're going to see that. It's similar to bona. Ve'imahasvin, sashev, you're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. Mishabar gyoda v'raglo. If someone's hands became dislocated on Shabbos, or any of your limbs, rather, so then, the halacha is, you shouldn't massage them with cold water. You're allowed to bathe them in a normal way. If you heal them, it's going to be okay. Now the Gemara says, so the Mishnah tells you that the cave waters are going to be mutter, which sounds like the hot springs of Tveria. It sounds like these cave waters, are even if they're hot, it's going to be mutter to go into them on Shabbos. The Gemara says, now this is only harochets, though, is going to be diavad in the chachilo. You're not allowed to go bathe yourself. As we mentioned before, you're not allowed to bathe yourself on Shabbos, even with water that was heated up naturally because of the gezeiras habalanin, and that was included. Mechlal says the Gemara, turning on to Nexon now, to lishtatev kol gufo afilu chachilo shaper dami, that if someone does not actually want to go in the cave water, but he wants to rinse his whole body with them, then that sounds like that's going to be okay. Meaning, as long as you're not bathing, it sounds like it should be okay to rinse yourself like a shower type of thing in these things. So the Gemara says, "Mani, who's going to be author of which Tana holds that way?" The Gemara says, "Rav Shimon, it's Rav Shimon. The son of Rav Shimon says, Lo yishtat if adam mecham and bimetzon, you're not allowed to rinse your entire body with either cold or hot. What a different mayor. That's Rav Meir was machm. Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon says it's okay. Rav Yehuda over mecham and aser betonim mutter. That hot water is forbidden. Cold water is going to be mutter. So that also comes up if a person wants to take a shower. It's a shayla in the poskim nowadays. What to do if you want to take even a cold shower? And I just totally discuss this. Like if you have 100-degree weather, you're boiling hot, go somewhere. You just want to just get a rinse off. You're so sweaty. So is it mutter to take even a cold shower? That's shayla that comes up based on the issue just tonight. And we discussed that earlier in the sikhs over there. But stop a feel of Esther Al Antonio. So the Mishnah said that someone who was bathing and dried himself even with 10 towels, you're not allowed to carry them home in your hands. And where it now says, Reisha Rabusa Kamash Malan, Vaseva Rabusa Kamash Malan, they both have a Kiddush. So both the Reisha and the Seifa have a nuance to them. The Gemara says, what are they? The Gemara says, Reisha Rabusa Kamash Malan, Dafilu Hani Dulan Afisha Bimaya. That even if you have 10 of them, so there's not going to be a lot of water rung on them, you're not afraid you're going to squeeze them out. Still, Keva and Dechadu, since they're one person, Asa Deschita, the person's going to forget and squeeze out the towel on Shabbos. Vaseva Rabusa Kamash Malan, and the Seifa of the Mishnah is also a Kiddush. Because even if there's only one towel, it's a lot of water. You're afraid maybe one of them will come to squeeze it out. No, as Rashi already alluded to in the Mishnah, that since there's multiple people over here, we're not afraid they're going to come to ring it out because you're not going to squeeze it out because they are going to remind each other. Now the Mishnah says, Tanar Rabbanan, that we have a brisa that's cholik on our Mishnah. The brisa is more makil. Mustafa got a building that's manichel b'chalim. Someone's dry himself with a towel and leave it in the window. So we receive lemsir on the liar, and however, he shouldn't give it to the bathas and tenants because they're afraid of that thing of wringing out the towels, of squeezing it out on Shabbos. We're afraid they're going to violate the Isidore of Schita. We don't trust them, right? In general, the whole Xeros Balanim was that they were going to warm it up. Apparently, these were not the firmest people. If they were, the Jewish ones of them were just trying to make a profit. So here also, they would just wring it out and clean out the towel because then they could dry it off quicker and then give it to the next customer. Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's okay to do it with one. So they can carry the towel to your hand. So we have Reb Shimon here as Mikkel against our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be the lacha? Is a person allowed to carry this? One person allowed to carry the towel or not? We're afraid he's going to wring it out or not. So Amarle, so he spread out Reb Yosef Shalom Tobiah. Ha Reb Shimon, ha Rebbe, ha Shmuel, ha Rebbe Yochanan. It's not just Reb Shimon. He's a lot of shittas with him. There's Rebbe, Reb Yudah Nasi, Shmuel, and Reb Yochanan. They all held that that one towel carrying it, and even if one person rather carrying the towel is not going to be an issue. Reb Shimon is Hadamon. Reb Shimon, we already saw the price. So he says that carrying the towel home is not an issue. So that was Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe, what does Rebbe hold? The Saturday Rebbe says, "I'm a Rebbe. Kshayinu lemeded Torah etzal Rebbe Shimon ben Sakoa. We were learning Torah in Rebbe Shimon and Takoa. Hayinu ma'alin shemer untuz bechatz mechatzel gad. We would carry out the oil and the towels from the courtyard to the roof, and megal the carpet from the roof into the carpet. Achinu magin etzal ma'ayan shayinu rochtzimbo until we would reach the spring, which would bathe. So clearly, they were not leaving the towel there, so they're going to bring the towel home. And since they're bringing the towel home, obviously Rebbe said that it was his own experience. He was saying that a person would be able to carry this towel. He himself sounded like he would take the towel." Shmuel says, "Damar Shmuel, Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Mistavak Rabbi Untlias, the person's dry lamps over the towel, Mavila took the Yadala self place, but explicitly can carry it home, he can take this one towel." And Rabbi Yochanan, Damar, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Mistavak Rabbi Untlias, Mavila self place, so that a person got to carry home the towel in his hand. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the last one, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan really said this, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Stam Mishnah, our Stam Mishnah holds you're not allowed because we're afraid that you're going to come to wring it out, to squeeze it out. So over here, shouldn't we say that there would be a problem because our Stam Mishnah is against this? It's not our Mishnah says, when Stabak Afilah Besser and Tlios, Loya Vimbiyado, that one person is afraid he is going to squeeze it out. So isn't that against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, Huva Kiban Chanin, might not lie. No. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan held that this isn't a Stam Mishnah, rather, it's Ben Chanichai. He was the one who taught this Mishnah, and so therefore, the Allah would be that he would say that it's okay. The other thing Shulchan Aruch is not afraid a person is going to come to squeeze out one towel on Shabbos. One person is going to come to squeeze out his towel on Shabbos. That vast attendants are allowed to bring the woman's towels to the bathhouse on Shabbos as well. They're meaning they're allowed to wear it that way. Provided they cover their heads and most of their bodies, that's a normal derech for them to wear it. That would not be an issue. I didn't see anyone discuss this, but I was wondering maybe this is a raya. There's a sheet of the bach when it comes to. Why shouldn't this be Beged Isha? How are they allowed to wear it there? Granted, it's not considered wearing in terms of Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to wear it out that way, but why isn't this the towel that's designated for a woman and you're not allowed to wear a woman's clothing? That's the Isra D'Oraisa of Beged Isha. So the Bach says that, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't have a chance to look up this Bach on Saturday, but if I'm not mistaken, the Bach says a Chiddush like this. He says that when it comes to the halachas of Beged Isha, let's say if I'm stuck and my wife's raincoat, the only pink raincoat is the only one that I need, but it's raining outside. So if the whole purpose is me just, I don't want to get wet, I'm wearing the pink raincoat, that's not considered Beged Isha because I have an alternative purpose of why I'm wearing them. If it's not at all for the fact that I want to look like a woman, but for the fact that it's raining and I want to make sure I have my clothing is not getting wet, so then it's not going to be a problem. So I thought maybe here that's a raya for the Bach, because over here they have a purpose that's completely not at all to be like Beged Isha. Their alternative purpose is just getting it from place A to place B, and they want to wear it in order that they could bring it to the bathhouse, and they're not going to even plan on wearing it afterwards. So the Chora, that would be like the Bach over here, that if there's an alternative purpose, the Chora should be mutter. So that's just an interesting thing. I thought maybe it was a raya for this Bach. The Mara says, Sachanisa, when you have the Sachanisa, Rashi describes it in terms of a turban. If you want to go in the Rosh Hashanah like this, Tzarech Lakasher Shnei Roshei Alamata. You have to tie the two ends of the garment together below so it don't fall off. We're afraid you're going to fall off your head otherwise. Below in this context means below the shoulders. When you bring the garments to the soldiers on Shabbos, you should let the ends of the garments go below your shoulders, their shoulders. You're allowed to apply oil to the skin and massage the body by hand. Tanur Rabbanan says that was the Mishnah. The Mishnah now quoting a Brisa now. The Gemara says, you're allowed to apply oil and massage your stomach area on Shabbos. As long as you don't do it in a way that you do it during the weekday, because if you do, that would be the problem of uvda dechol, doing something of the weekday manner on Shabbos. The Gemara says, hechiyavit, so how should you do this? What's going to be considered massaging? Rabbi Chiya Brachan Amar, sach v'achak mishamish, that if you rub the oil and afterwards you massage the skin, that's going to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, sach mishamish bevas achas, you should rub the oil and massage the skin simultaneously. Avalo, Miss Alman, you're not supposed to massage it very heavily, like a lot, and scrub it very strongly. You just should massage yourself strongly. Amar Rabbi Chiya Brachan Amar, chonan asr stand in the mud in Damascus River because we're afraid that it's very salty. We're gonna we'll see. The Gemara's gonna say, "Nation, let us wrap it." The Gemara says, "What are you doing?" Because it's gonna heal your body. Amar Rabbi Damar Rav Klima, and then it'd be a refu on Shabbos. The whole of days in the Mishnah where it's helpful and has this therapeutic koach is going to be the 21 days of Atzeres Ben Aminan, and the day of Shavuos is going to be included. Now says the Gemara, so when is this time? By the who? Atzeres, lahaigiso, lahaigiso. It's clearly telling you a marking point. When he says Shavuos, Atzeres is Shavuos always, right? Shavuos, did he mean Shavuos from the end, or now it's going to be from Shavuos until something else? The Gemara says, no, Tashma, Damar Shmuel, Kulo, Shigmadilcha, Ve'ad Atzer Tamalu. That all these type of drinks from this place is from Pesach until Shavuos. So we see that Zafka Shavuos is the end point, and the whole month from Pesach and the Shavuos is going to be okay. I saw that there's a remez over here that this is already for the skula of Ani Hashem Rafecha, because that's mainly going to fall into the months of Iyar. From Pesach to Shavuos, so mainly corresponding to the months of Iyar. And in Iyar is that time of Ani Hashem Rafecha, that Hashem's Rafua is going to come out. So we see over there it's going to be this Rafua from Pesach to Shavuos, the spiritual Rafua, everything, the physical Rafua as well. So perhaps when you go over there, it's going to be cooler. It's more effective than you drink it out of a hacha mishum hevla though. In the case of the mud, the Moses, maybe it's going to be because of the vapors in the hot earth. So it's because we're assuming that the climate is going to be warmer, the mud is going to be more effective. That's the reason over there. The Moses Amrim Bechelba said, Chamna de Perakuisa de Diomesis, when it comes to the wine and the water of Diomesis, was really fancy apparently. It was, you know, like Evian type of water or the Fiji water, whatever. Keep Chaser Shavatu Mesel. That led them the off the derech. The Rashi says they got into the gashmias. They had too much Fiji water. It's not good for you. Why are you having that? It's such fancy water. Just have the regular Poland Spring, whatever water we're discussing, right? So you shouldn't have a fancy thing. If you have too much meat, too much steak, all these things, too much gashmias is not good. It's not good for Torah. It's not good to have too much gashmias in your life. Rabbi Lazar ben Arach Ikla Hasam Rabbi Arach. You said, don't think it just applies to everyone. The Gadol Dor, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, one of the main Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he went, and he went to this place, Imshech Basarian. He apparently got into the worldly attractive manners there also, the wine, the meat, whatever it is. Ikar Tumun Adkide Kach, that he forgot his Torah knowledge. Kihadr, so then when he came back from that, Asak Kam the Mikra, etc. I don't know how long it was there for, but apparently it was long enough that he made him forget his Torah. So when he started reading the Torah, by the Mikra, Chodesh Alachem, he started reading Chodesh Alachem, Amar, Hacharish Hazel Libam. Their heart was silent. It's interesting why that the post can talk about this. Why exactly did he forget these Lashonas? Why is it this pasuk? But either way, he wasn't able to read the certain word. He was interchanging certain letters, the Reish, Yud, and the Beis, and Dal, Zayin, and Chaf, which are interchangeable. So therefore, he misread the pasuk. So he wasn't even able to read Akedei Kaf. So the Gemara says, Baal Rabban Rachmele, the Rabban asked for Hashem to give him back his koach to be able to learn, and Baruch Hashem, Vada Tamudei, he went back. So we see a person shouldn't be too involved in the world's gashmis. Never a good thing. In moderation, everything in life is good moderation. Also, the Shema, Sidus Mitzvah, all those things are very nice. But in general, too much gashmis in life is not a good thing. But I know this not. We learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nurai Omer, Havigolamakum Torah. Go to a place of Torah, Valtamarshad Macharacha. Here he went by himself. He thought, oh, I'm going to learn. I'm going to go to Ador. People should follow me. I'm not going to go to them. And what happened? That even if you're the God of the Lord, you don't have anyone to talk and learning with, it's not going to be helpful. Don't rely on your own understanding, because Rashi says that when a person is in a place of Dimechlame, you can talk and learning, you finish a Masechta, they're still in the other Masechta, they'll start asking you kashas, and you're going to remember the learning by talking to them and chazering with them. It's very helpful to be with other Tamina Chlamen. Tana, we learn in a Braisel, Rabbi Norai Shema, his name wasn't Rabbi Norai, Ella Rabbi Nechem Shema, his name was Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Amrle, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Arach Shema, Rabbi Lavanekar Shema, Rabbi Shema, Rabbi Nechem Balacha. He used to light up the chachamim in halacha, avalam is garin and not a scrape off the skin. Says the brisa, tana rabbanim we learn in brisa in garin megaris b'shabbos. Not a scrape off with a type of scraper on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Galil, Rabbi Meluchas b'tivit b'tzad. Why? Because we can say it's uvdin nechol. He says that if you're dirty though, gora kedarko v'nechoshes, you're allowed to scrape it off the way you normally would, because that is not going to be an issur. Because over here, that's not something that's uvdin nechol. It's something that you would just get. It's a different purpose altogether. You're just trying to do something to get rid of the shmutz on you. Then you would do that during Shabbos. That's okay. That's going to be considered a weekday activity. Mara says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Avdilei Ima Megarsa Dechaspa. They made him a special one to not get rid of uvdin nechol. This special silver scraper to make it special for Shabbos. I was thinking that, why does no one do going to make money also have a nice white covered Shabbos mask? Everyone's in the whole world's wearing masks. Now make a nice covered Shabbos one. Maybe we have even a scraper. That's not something that's the most covered thing. See, even that was a covered Shabbos to make a special one. And you're in the Kardemia, so you shouldn't go down to Kardemia on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason to do that? You shouldn't pick up because we're afraid you're going to fall. If you're afraid you're going to fall, then you're going to end up, Rashi says, your garment's going to get really wet, and then it's going to then cause you to do schita. You shouldn't take this pill to make you throw up. That's only referring to actually taking a pill, or whatever it might be, some sort of refuah, something that's going to be getting you to throw up. However, if you stick your hands down your throat, that would be okay to make yourself throw up on Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemiah said that it's usher to do this, even during the weekday, because this is something that is going to waste food, and the wasting food in general is a practice which is not a nice thing to be doing. And it's discussed, apparently the Roman and pagan cultures, they used to do this thing, to make themselves throw up. And this is not for something that the Jews should be doing in general. As it is, we're holy people, they're wasting the food, and so either way, it's going to be usher. However, if you're doing it because you're really uncomfortable, you have something terrible in your stomach, and you feel awful pain, then already the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch seem to pass like that, is that would be other reasons to be makam. Nothing more continues for in masimin as a katu, not straighten the limbs of an infant on Shabbos. That just wrapping him in Shabbos, even though it would help his bones a little bit, that would be okay on Shabbos. Gemara says, that we learn in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to straighten the limbs of an infant on Shabbos. There the Mishnah is speaking of the case of dafka, the spinal vertebrae, the mechzik bona, because there it looks like you are building, and building is an issur d'oraisa bona, and it looks like you're doing the issur d'oraisa bona. You're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Chana Bagdasi Amar Shmuel, but that's not in the Shmuel. Halacha Machzirin Issur Shever. The halacha is that you are allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos, would not be an issue. The Mar continues. Rabbi Chana Ikle lePumbadisa. Rabbi Chana once went to Pumbadisa. Lo al the park of the Rav Yehuda. He didn't go to the shir, but Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Shavu le'Adul Dalia." So someone, Rav Yehuda, sent to Ada his gabai to go to Rav Barchana. Amarle zil garbe, and he said to him, "If he doesn't come, go take his clothing. You have the right to tell him to do that. Go take his clothing, so that he'll come to the shir." So apparently, he wanted to come very badly. So he was telling him that he had to cough to do this. He was a local official who was allowed to instruct him to do that. So the Gemara says, "Adul garbe." So he took his clothing until he would come. Maybe somewhere outer going, obviously you have something to wear. So there, he found Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the fact you're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos, because that would be look like bone. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Bachana said to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to set a broken bone. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, ha, chana di dan, v'hashmul di dan. Chana is ours, and Shmuel is ours. They both stay in Babylon. They both stay in Babel. Velo Shmuelay, and yet we never heard this. So velo badina garbersach. So isn't it right that I told your garment? Meaning I didn't hear this halacha. Had you not come to the shir, Rashi says, I would have never known this halacha. So Baruch Hashem that you came to this. You came to the shir. So I'm very happy, very grateful you came to the shir. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up a mission. Is Parak Yado? Mitzvah Hashem, Shabbos is Dalf. We'll try to get to that either tomorrow or to end of the day if I have extra time. Mitzvah Hashem.